Psalm 134, 1 through 3. A psalm of ascents. Behold, bless the Lord, all you servants of the Lord who by night stand in the house of the Lord. Lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord. The Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. According to Scripture, Apostle Arkady writes, to stand guard in the house of the Lord by night is fulfilling your calling in the house of God, consisting in the ability to remain in your place and not come out of the boundaries of your responsibility, so you can receive the opportunity to bless God and to receive His blessings. The method we are to use to bless God in His house in the time of night consists in lifting up our hands to the sanctuary, or the Holy of Holies, in the house of the Lord. We read, lift up your hands in the sanctuary and bless the Lord who made heaven and earth, bless you from Zion. Therefore, correctly lifting up our hands will then determine the end result, where we in our worship are called to bless God and to provide God with the basis or the ability to bless us. Bringing your tithes and offerings into the house of God, Apostle Arkady writes, upon the conditions of God, we first are blessing God, and second are lifting up our hands to God and receive blessing from God, withholding our tithes and offerings, or directing them as we will, not into the house of God, where we receive our spiritual food. We in this way first rob God, and second lift up our hands to the devil. Therefore, the servants of the devil will bear his mark on their right hand. At the same time, the servants of God will bear the mark of God on their hand. The mark on the hand serves as a continual reminder of who this man is serving and who his master is. Let's read these two places of Scripture that will show us that specifically by the mark will you be able to determine the master of this person. Deuteronomy 11:18. Therefore, you shall lay up these words of mine in your heart and in your soul, and bind them as a sign on your hand, and they shall be as frontlets between your eyes. These are the commands to the nation of God. And another place, Revelation 13:16, he causes all, both small and great, rich and poor, free and slave, to receive a mark on their right hand or on their foreheads. Possessing the right to choose, we are able to lift up our hand to the forbidden fruit as well as the fruit of the tree of life. Therefore, lifting up or stretching out our hands in the house of the Lord means to stretch out your hands to the tree of life, being supported by God. At the same time, stretching out your hands to the forbidden fruit means stretching out your hands to the devil. Right now we will sing a psalm and answering the question, what is on our right hand and what is on our forehead, in our mind, in our head, the mark of the devil or the mark of God? If we have the mark of God upon our hand and on our forehead, then we will be lifting up our hands correctly in the house of the Lord. The right lifting up of our hands begins with the place you are in. This is where God begins to determine if you're worshiping Him properly. Are you upon the place where God is? And only after He is convinced that you are upon the place that He is and where there's a record of His name, the next thing He looks at is the state of your heart. And how we honor Him. We have the right to choose the place of worship, but we cannot choose the kind of state of heart we are to have before Him. This is only upon His conditions. We will sing a song, and we will demonstrate before God right now that we have the right to lift up our hands to God upon His holy place. Let us stand up and sing the song. Let's stretch out our right hand as a symbol before our God and pray together with me. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, I have separated my tithe from my house and have brought it into your temple so you may have food within your house. I do not give in sorrow. I do not give in uncleanness. I do not give for the dead. I deeply believe in your unchanging word, and I am glad that I have the privilege to demonstrate my love and to honor your authority. Now, according to your words, I pray, may your heavenly windows be opened to me, and may your blessing come without end upon your redeemed nation. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. May the Lord bless you. You may be seated.